and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Friday the 2nd of December. Pope Benedict XVI received the participants of the Assembly of the Pontifical Council for the Family. The Pope explained why Pope John Paul II instituted this Vatican Council, which celebrates its 30th anniversary this year. The Pope said, "As a sign of importance given to the ministry of the family in the world, and at the same time as an effective tool to help its promotion at all levels." During the meeting, Benedict XVI spoke about how the family is central to the new evangelization. He said, "Just like the eclipse of God and the crisis of the family are related, this is how the new evangelization is inseparable from the family." The Pope called on all Christian families to be involved in the education of love, in preparing couples for marriage, in addition to charitable and educational activities. Benedict XVI also spoke about the 2012 World Meeting for Families in Milan. He asked the families of Milan to open the doors of their homes with hospitality to the thousands of participants and pilgrims that will attend. Queensland Premier Anna Bligh has stepped up her support for gay marriage ahead of today's ALP National Conference after securing a win in Queensland on same-sex civil unions, reports The Australian. The state civil union bill was passed into law late on Wednesday night, allowing Queensland same-sex couples the right to formally register their relationships. Ms. Bligh said, "I hope that my colleagues nationally will do as my colleagues here have done today." The director of the John Paul II Centre for Family and Life, Dr. Campbell, said the bill mimicked marriage and could undermine the institution. News that four religious sisters from the US-based Charism, the Sisters of Life, will run an afternoon retreat for women at the Broadway campus of the University of Notre Dame. This is met with an overwhelming response. Jessica Langroll, the university's chaplaincy convener, said, "So far, just over 100 women have registered, although many more are expected." The women who have registered for the retreat to be held on Wednesday, the 14th of December, range in age from 17 up to 70. The theme of the retreat is, "Behold, I make all things new." Ms. Langroll said of the retreat that it is a chance for women of all ages to deepen and strengthen their prayer life and to be inspired in their faith. The Sisters of Life community was founded back in 1991 by New York-based Cardinal John O'Connor to protect and enhance the sacredness of every human life. The community, which includes sisters from New Zealand and Canada, as well as from across the US, welcomes pregnant women at their convents, inviting them to live there while awaiting the birth of their child, assisting them and other pregnant women both pastorally and practically, as well as offering retreats full of healing and hope for those who have suffered the tragedy of abortion. In addition to the retreat at the University of Notre Dame, the four religious sisters will speak on the 12th December at the Old Joan Tap, and also from the 8th to the 11th December will join the Archbishop of Sydney, Cardinal George Pell, Anna Crone from the John Paul II Institute of Marriage and Family, and other powerful theologians at the 2011 annual Eyewitness Conference to be held at Stanwell Tops. Family Life International's National Conference Defending the Defenseless will be held on Thursday the 26th of January 2012 until Sunday the 29th of January at the Lake Hume Resort in Albury. The group is very excited to welcome one of the unborn child's greatest advocates, Monsignor Philip Riley from New York, founder of the Helpers of God's Precious Infants, a prayerful, loving response to the crisis of abortion, and also Mr. Steve Mosher from Virginia, founder of the Population Research Institute, who is in the forefront of exposing human rights abuses in population control programs. Paul Hanneran, director of Family Life International, says they are busy preparing for the huge conference. He says, "FLI is at the forefront of defending life from conception to natural death, and upholding the dignity of the human person. This conference aims to share all that we have experienced and learnt to a wider audience." Family Life International's patron, Bishop Julian Porteous, will celebrate the opening Mass and give the first talk. For more information, see the website at www.fli.org.au. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. This is Natalie Ambrose reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.